This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman. Today on our show, we have Celeste Hirschman and Danielle Harrell. Celeste and Danielle are professional sex and intimacy coaches who offer a wide variety of workshops and intensives for people interested in expanding their pleasure, intimacy, sexual knowledge, and joy of being alive. In this show, we will discuss sex and intimacy coaching, embodiment, orgasm, and female ejaculation.
Women who find back or reconnect with their erotic energy feel alive and glowing. They become irresistible. They magnetize people, because if you see this sparkle in the erotic embodied women, you just have to look at her when she passes the street, right? So this is an amazing experience, being in your body.
And if women can get in touch with their erotic embodiment, which isn't, like I said, you know, flinging their sexuality out in all of these different directions, but really being powerful in their eroticism and in their adult womanhood, then people respect them more.
Celeste and Danielle, you guys have a wealth of knowledge and information. Tell me what sex and intimacy coaching is and how it's different from traditional therapy.
So sex and intimacy coaching is involving talk, breath, very powerful visualizations, and body work, and is very focused on meeting people where they are and allowing them to grow and supporting them in their growth towards where they want to go. So we really do not impose any limits on people's growth and support them. If a woman tells me, I want to really achieve vaginal orgasms and I really want to achieve it while I'm being penetrated, I will work with her towards this goal. I know it's not fashionable, because women's supposed to have clear orgasm and who cares about men and, you know, penetration, but many women are getting very satisfying orgasms while penetration, and it's good for both the partners. So we're not going to impose any limits on where they want to go and what they want to achieve. And while sex therapy is very focused on the mind and conversation and very focused on solving specific problems, mm-hmm. we really engage the body with the mind and create the flow and integration between the mind and the body.
Yeah, I think we have, you know, coaches for every different part of our lives. We have exercise coaches, we have business coaches, but what we put on the back burner all the time and what we don't pay enough attention to is our sex lives. And what happens is, when our sex lives fall away or get boring or dull or monotonous, our lives feel boring and dull and monotonous, and we don't walk around with that glow like, I just had the best sex of my life last night and I'm ready to do anything, I can take on the world, you know. Mm-hmm. And we want to help people put that glow back into their lives, because it motivates you in every aspect of your life, in your business world, in your relationship with your children. It's like, if you feel fulfilled sexually with your partner or partners, you feel better about your life. And so that's where we work with people. And like Danielle said, we work with people exactly where they are. So whatever your goals are around sex or deepening intimacy or connection, expanding pleasure, or solving some kind of issue, that's where we work. So you don't have to have a problem to come see us. You can be like, I just want to have a better sex life. I want to feel amazing pleasure in my body. I want to know what a full body orgasm is. What is female ejaculation? We can teach you all of those things and teach you how you can experience them in your own life.
Okay, great. So in a typical session, this is amazing, by the way, because I don't think that we as women think, oh, you know, if there's an issue, it's we think, I'm going to go see a psychologist, or I'm depressed, so maybe I should take whatever people are taking for that alleviation. But I don't think people make the connection, which is why I wanted to talk to you today about what you do and the kind of coaching that you do, because there is such a disconnect.
And people sometimes don't realize, because they might be depressed because they don't have enough life energy, life force, and expression of their life force, which is sex. And we know there are so many questionnaires about how many times people have sex, but no one asks them about the quality of the sex. And sex can be very different if you just, you know, have regular sex, or you have amazing, mind-blowing, connective sex. So we really want to help people get to their true desire and help them fulfill them.
Excellent. So what would a typical coaching session look like?
Uh-huh. So the first time somebody comes in, we want to talk to them about their thoughts, feelings, and experiences up until now around sexuality and get a kind of a general picture of where they are, where they've been, what they're thinking about in terms of their sexuality. And then we want to help them figure out specific goals that they want to reach in their own sex lives. And once we have an idea about that, we create an individualized plan to meet those goals. And then we check back with them and make sure that the things that we're doing are really supporting them in their goals. So we don't have an agenda about people's sexuality. People can experience tantric sex, they can experience BDSM, they can experience vanilla sex, they can experience whatever kind of sex that they like the best, and we want to help them achieve that. So we don't have a goal, we want to know what their goals are and then really get down and work on them.
And it sounds like with the wealth of knowledge that you have and the backgrounds that you have, you can actually bring all of that to a session. So maybe it's not so much in the mind, but it sounds like really you're working with the body more. Can you talk more about like how you actually work with a woman and men, but let's focus on the woman and her body and how it's a little different than the mind stuff?
Yeah. I feel that I work a lot with my intuition. And I know there's all, and intuition is partially based on all this knowledge that we have. And you cannot have this intuition if you do not have the knowledge back there. But it's really about tuning in to the person that I'm with. And sometimes I even feel in my body what they feel in their body. Mm-hmm. And I ask them, what do you feel in their body? And many times it feels the same, like if they feel stuck in their throat or in their stomachs. Or, you know, I cry with them, I laugh with them. And the always tuning in intuitively to what they need and coming up from there. There's also a strong emphasis on emotions because, you know, emotions is an amazing part of us and we give lots of room to emotions and giving permission to people to really explore all the spectrum of emotions, including the bad ones.
So we believe
there are no bad emotions. The only bad emotions that are the ones that we do not express. So emotions are good. They're supposed to be there and they're actually essential for us to express ourselves. And if you do not express your emotions, you feel resentment. And this is the beginning of decay in terms of happiness and the beginning of depression.
And the reason that we deal directly with the body is that so much can be held in the body. There can be trauma held in the body. There can be negative experiences. There can be past relationships. And sometimes you can talk about them forever and you can think, oh, I've got it all figured out. And then you actually go to the body and you realize there's all of these blockages and holdings and that's blocking people from being able to experience orgasm or being able to experience touch as pleasurable or being able to say yes to their pleasures and desires. So we want to talk directly with people's bodies, not just their minds. Which is why we do bring body work into it. And, you know, you can read books forever about your body. You can read books about how to have orgasm. But until somebody sits down with you and shows you and teaches you and helps you in those things, you might not get anywhere.
So for a woman who's maybe never had an orgasm or thinks she's never had an orgasm or wants to be multi-orgasmic, you'll actually work with them on that. And so how does that work? Are they touching themselves? Are you touching them? I mean, I would think it takes a bit of, you know, I mean, I can hear women hearing this being like, oh my God, someone might touch me. But yeah, this is what we're talking about. Yeah.
So we always create a very safe process. We never throw a woman on the floor and start touching her on the spot.
Unless she asks for it.
It's really about consensual touch and creating safety. So usually before doing any kind of body work, we'll work with, you know, words and visualizations and understanding what she really needs, you know, and what she needs in order to become orgasmic and what stops her. And there are lots of exercises that are not immediately focused on the clitoris. They're about being sensual with yourself, about exploring your genitals. So some of the things are about being directive and lying on the floor or on a table or in a bed and really exploring what it feels when I touch myself.
And some of our clients we use body work with, and some of them we don't. So it's totally based on their comfort level. Some people, you know, that's how they learn. And other people say, okay, once you explain it to me and show me some things, then I can go home and try it on my own. So again, we meet people exactly where they are. If they feel comfortable with body work and they want to learn that way, that's great. And if they don't, that's great too. And like Danielle said, we really work your way up and build trust and, you know, create a safe, supportive environment where they can say exactly what they want or what they don't want.
I like that. I especially liked what you said about giving ourselves permission to have our emotions, because I think mostly in society, we're supposed to be nurturers and keep it all together. And, you know, rage and upset and frustration seem to have not a lot of space. And you're saying if we're not letting that free flow of emotion happen, it's going to kink us up in many ways, especially in our sexuality. And you really help unlock and unleash that for women.
Yeah, in a very compassionate way too, because on top of this, women and men usually build this judgment, you know, like, oh, so I feel those emotions, that's not okay. So on top of it, there is the judgment. And so we really help people feel compassion to themselves. And, you know, it's not going to happen in one day. Take the time, allow it to happen, and really explore the spectrum.
Yeah, I want to say something about anger, because people are so terrified of anger. And I always tell people anger is a gift of someone's true emotion. And if people stuff their anger and hold it inside of their body, it turns into rage or resentment. Rage and resentment are things that kill relationships. They kill desire, they kill pleasure, they kill connection. So if you are angry with your partner, you need to express it in the moment, and your partner needs to be able to hear it so that you can work to the other side of it, which is where connection and intimacy lie. So those emotions are extremely vulnerable and can be amazingly connecting if we don't get so afraid of them, mm-hmm. you know, and we express them when they're happening and don't build them up and make them these resentments.
Also think about people who fight in order to have the after fight sex, mm-hmm. you know, they got it, you know, they got it. And then when they express the anger, they can go clean and, you know, connect themselves. So if you do it in a very conscious way, you know, these people usually do not do it consciously, you know, they just act it out. But if you do it consciously, you can actually create amazing, amazing experience for yourself by downloading those emotions and really allowing place to connection to happen.
I love that. Anger is a tool, just knowing what to do with it, not suppressing anything, using it as a tool for better sexual experiences. We're going to take a break for our sponsors. This is Elisa Kreitman, your host of Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. I'm with Celeste and Danielle, sex and intimacy coaches, and we'll be right back.
Download Hit On with DJ Star D, new music for your personal life. Get free, soft, sensual, ethereal music and dance tracks that will get you up from personallifemedia.com.
We're back. I'm Elisa Kreitman, your host of Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. We are speaking today with Celeste and Danielle, sex and intimacy coaches, about how we can live more passionate and real lives, accept our emotions as valid, and actually turn that into a tool for conscious expansion of our deepest desire and sexual experience. Okay, so now we're going to talk about erotic embodiment, which sounds like to me erotic energy is really what we're talking about. Yeah, so how do we embody this erotic energy and how can it benefit us?
All of us have erotic energy, you know, but many women learn that they need to cut it off and it's not okay to enjoy this erotic energy. And so they cut themselves from their desires and do not really allow themselves to enjoy this energy. And erotic energy is life energy. And what we help women is really get back and connect, reconnect with this erotic energy and feel it in their body. So bring this energy from the pelvis to their chest, to their mind, and make this open channel between the mind and the body. Women who find back or reconnect with their erotic energy, feel alive and glowing. They become irresistible. They magnetize people, because if you see this sparkle in the erotic embodied women, you cannot, you know, you just have to look at her when she passes the street, right? So this is an amazing experience, being in your body. It's like, whoa, I'm alive. It's a big yes to life.
We talk a lot to women about their pussies and about listening to what their pussy has to say, because there is so much information there. I mean, I think intuition comes from your pussy. You know, it's like it says yes to things that are wonderful and pleasurable and desirous, and it says no to things that are painful or boundary crossing or negative. And if we don't listen to it, if we cut ourselves off from it, then we don't have all of that amazing information that keeps us enjoying life and keeps us safe from the things that are negative. And so erotic embodiment is really listening to what your pussy has to say, walking around from that place of connection with your pussy. And like Danielle said, people are magnetized. When a woman is fully in touch with her sexuality and embodying her eroticism, it's not just about sex. It's not just that people want to have sex with you, although sometimes they do. It's also that they want to know you better, that they want to hire you, that they want to be around you and just have some of that juice and energy. So it's not about just like acting out around your sexuality and saying, you know, throwing it and making promises that you can't keep. That's not what erotic embodiment is about. Erotic embodiment is totally keeping that energy and power in your center and in your body, and then allowing people to enjoy it within those boundaries, depending on what the relationship is. So women oftentimes think they have to shut their sexuality off completely at work, for example. Mm. And that's one of the places that we feel very disempowered because of this, I think. And if women can get in touch with their erotic embodiment, which isn't, like I said, you know, flinging their sexuality out in all of these different directions, but really being powerful in their eroticism and in their adult womanhood, then people respect them more. It is a source of our power. And if we cut it off or we shut it off, then we don't have that source when we walk around in the world.
Exactly. And this is funny. We actually have another show on the network where women write letters to their pussy. And it's another form of getting in touch, especially in the workplace. You know, yeah, there's women becoming very masculine and thinking that all that linear structure, blah, blah, blah. But you're saying... So what would be an exercise that we could do, especially if we are at work, and so much of many women are, to tap into that deep source of energy? Say we're sitting at our desk and we're overwhelmed and we want to cry, and, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'm not supposed to cry at work, but you want to tap into that deep pool of erotic energy. How do we do that on an ongoing basis, or even at all?
Well, I think you're supposed to cry whenever you want to cry.
Ladies, you have license to cry.
Even at work. You might want to have your privacy. You don't have to run the corridors and cry. But it's okay to cry. It's good. It's release. And for many women, there's release because there are no other releases too. Even though I have lots of releases, I still cry. So we teach women breath work. And it really helps them connect the whole body, this mind, chest, belly, pelvic floor, and use this energy to feel themselves, to connect with themselves. And it's kind of breathwork, visualization, meditation, when you get into your body and feel the energy moving. It might take for people a little while to get there and really feel the energy moving, but practice makes perfect, and you practice and you get to those places. So I think the first step is permission to do it. And the second step is to learn some techniques to do it. And then you're on your way.
So in this society, we define emotion or vulnerability as weakness sometimes. And I think it's actually the exact opposite. I think when you are vulnerable with somebody else and you express your true emotions, that is the most powerful strength that you can show in the world. And if you're at work and you're sad and you're crying, you know, if you feel like you're weak and you're stupid or it's not okay for you to do that, then you're going to come across that way. But if you say, hey, this is my true emotion, I'm feeling this way, and there's some righteousness underneath this emotion, and connecting that, you know, with the center of your body, breathing all the way down into your pelvic floor and saying, this is self-righteous emotion and I need to own it. I need to feel powerful in it, and I need to express it in a way that it can be heard. Okay, that is what tapping into your erotic embodiment can help you do.
Interesting. I was just thinking about, so it's really a source of power.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about here.
It's a source of power, it's a source of creativity, and it's a source of knowledge. As Celeste said before, you know, if you go there, you can't miss your true self. Your body tells you what you want, what you really feel, and you just, you know, it doesn't mean that you need to explode. It's very much in your body. It's in control. When you listen to it, you can come out and share with other people what you feel and stay safe, because it's also about learning your boundaries and learning when you start and where you finish, and knowing that within your boundaries, everything is okay.
Excellent. I love that. You know, I took a class years ago and we learned this exercise. I don't know if you do it. We called it fipping, and it was feel your pussy. And so if you were ever out of your mind or upset, whatever, you know, bored, feel your pussy. And we would do the Kegels, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure. Is that a part of, are there other exercises like that? But it's exactly what you're saying. It's like, oh, let me tap into that source of power, creativity. I mean, I don't think we think about this, like that doing Kegels and feeling our power and tapping into, it's going beyond the tummy. Because sometimes I'm like, okay, is my tummy, but you're talking pelvic floor into your PC muscles and getting that energy going. And what, running it? I mean...
Yeah, running it through your whole body. So making the connection and integration. Sometimes we just, that part of our body, for example, you know, in different kinds of, well, in massage even, you know, you're not supposed to touch that part of your body at all. And it's understandable. But it's like, in a lot of ways, psychologically or psychically, that piece of our body gets cut off from the rest of our body, because we're not supposed to say yes to sex as women. You know, from the moment that we're being trained, as from the moment that we're born, we're being trained to be women. And most women are trained that they're supposed to hold on to their virginity, that they're supposed to shut their sexuality, that it's a commodity, that people are going to try to steal it from you. And so we actually like put a little triangle, I think, around our pussy and just divorce ourselves from it. Like, if I just leave that aside, you know, I can live my life without so many problems, because that is just a, you know, a mess. And when we do that, when we set it aside and we don't integrate it into our body, then we lose all of that power. And that's the power that is the basis for our success, I think, is really tapping into our erotic energy.
Exactly. I could get political here, but I won't. You know, it's like, wah! I mean, doesn't it? I mean, I can feel myself getting, you know, like I feel all my sisters out there. And it's like, yeah, we have to reclaim this part of ourselves. And for a gazillion reasons, yeah, it's been confusing and condemned and shut down, but something's happening now. Women are regaining their power. They're going for what they want. And you guys, ladies, are a part of that. And so I really appreciate this conversation. How can us being more embodied in this erotic energy, feeling our pussy, running that energy, how can that help us attract our ideal partner?
You don't even need to work hard, because when you have it, you are glowing. So you have it, you attract, you magnetize people. You magnetize people, but you need to still be in touch with your body and with your erotic energy and with your pussy, because you want to know who you want to attract. And that's where the boundaries come in, because some women in our workshop, they say like, wow, but if I'm going to have all this energy, people are, you know, they don't feel safe with this energy. And we tell them, when you own the energy, when you play with it, when you feel it's yours, you know where to put the boundaries. When is the time to say yes and when is the time to say no? And no is important the same way as yes is. So finding your ideal partner is, who is my ideal partner? Starting to ask the question and then like really going from there.
Yeah. And also, who am I? You know, I mean, so many times we think sex is with a partner versus masturbating more, knowing ourselves more, knowing what feels good to us. And that is such a big key to being powerful and knowing what your boundaries are as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to say something else about erotic embodiment and sort of objectification. I feel like when I didn't used to be in touch with my erotic power and my pussy, men would come up to me and they would say, oh, you're beautiful, or they would, you know, they would sort of like objectify me. But now I get men coming up and being like, you have this energy about you. Like, I can't even describe it, but you just, you seem so confident and assured. And that confidence and that assurance, that's part of what keeps our boundaries, so that men don't think that they can just take whatever they want. They have to respect us and meet us as equals, but they're totally magnetized by the energy. And so, I mean, I think that's where the power lies. And I know in my own life, it's changed my life, and it's changed the way that people treat me and the way that people respect me.
Yeah, I could see some support groups happening here, because once we do tap into this enormous power, it would take practice. Because if you weren't practicing boundaries and communication in your life, then when we start tapping in, you know, it's a whole new world. It's a whole new responsibility even. Okay, great. Anything?
I want to add, even though, like, when you are in touch with your body, you know the no's. Like, because your body tells you what is right and what is wrong, and what is right to go to and what is not safe for you. So, you know, support groups are wonderful, but we really, if we go to our body and inside, our body has all the answers that we need.
Yeah, again, it's that body knowledge, which again makes your coaching, gives it so much depth, because it isn't just the mind. It's really trusting your body and trusting your intuition and knowing whatever you're holding in your body is really your truth, and tapping into the truth, you know, in this divine and powerful way. All right, we're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about orgasm. Yay. This is Elisa Kreitman. I'm with Celeste and Danielle. Amazing, amazing, amazing sex and intimacy coaches, and we'll be right back.
PersonalLifeMedia.com. Free internet audio programs on life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. Listen from your browser, iTunes, your iPod, or MP3 player today at PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Elisa Kreitman. I'm your host of Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. I'm here with Celeste and Danielle, amazing sex and intimacy coaches. And we were, before the break, talking about erotic embodiment and how having that in our lives is really a source of power for us. Now we're going to talk about orgasm, the different kinds of orgasm we can have. Clitoral, G-spot, dry G-spot, wet G-spot. Oh my! endless. Where should we start?
I guess we could start by just talking about orgasm in general. I think, you know, on the one hand, people put too much emphasis on orgasm, like that's the only reason to have sex. And we teach that there are so much more to sex than just orgasm, but also that orgasm is amazing and that has so much potential for expansion. And there are so many different kinds of orgasms. So for example, most people know about clitoral orgasms, that you can have an orgasm from direct stimulation on your clitoris, but less people are in touch with the power of their G-spot. And so you can have an orgasm that's just from your G-spot. You can also have combination orgasms, which I think are absolutely phenomenal. So you're getting both stimulation on your G-spot and your clitoris, and it's like a double explosion. It's like the fuse and then the dynamite.
We like that.
And then you can add to that, you know, an ejaculation, which is like an amazing release. So you've got, you know, the fuse, the dynamite, and the release. And we have all of these different options in our bodies. And I think women haven't had the opportunity to explore this very much. And so they don't know what's out there and what their potential is to have all of these different kind of orgasms. And then full body orgasms on top of that.
Yeah. I also want to add to the mixture some anal orgasms and skingasms and heartgasms, which are extremely, amazingly powerful.
Okay. Deep breath, everyone. Let's go back. Let's start with clitoral. I know I want to go right for the female ejaculation, but I think it's really important.
So I want to say something about it. I think when you are in the process of discovering those orgasms, it sometimes seems like, you know, you focus more of your energy on stimulating the G-spot, okay, for example, because you want to figure out what is G-spot orgasm. And then you like totally focus and it's like, whoa, I felt it. It feels so amazing. And you kind of forget that the other orgasms are amazing too. So I really want to keep it flowing. There's not one orgasm is better than the other. All of them are so good and amazing. They feel differently. Some of them are riding a different nervous system to our brain, but they're all good. So keep them coming.
not only variety, but just different, not necessarily better than.
Yeah, so usually clitoral orgasm comes from either stimulating yourself with your hand or using a vibrator or having your partner stimulate you with his hand, tongue, or even during intercourse. So a lot of women don't come during intercourse, but even some of the women who do don't come from vaginal sensation or from their G-spot. They come from their clitoris also. Mm-hmm. So you can come from your clitoris during penetration through deep, slow, like circular penetration that can hit your clitoris with the pelvic bone. Those are the main ways that women come to clitoral orgasm.
G-spot orgasms. So the G-spot is in the upper part of our vagina towards our mons, and it's kind of a bumpy area that needs some work before it really can generate orgasm. And women kind of like think the minute they stick their finger in there, you're gonna feel something. So most women do not feel anything until this area is massaged and warmed for a while, from sometimes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes even more. And creating sensation in the vagina is very important in order to enjoy vaginal sensations. Afterwards, women can, when this area is sensitized, there's kind of a bulge that grows inside around in the area of the G-spot. And it can be stimulated with fingers in a come-hither motion. It can be stimulated with a penis that does it very slowly and towards, you know, it needs to be a specific angle for the penis to reach the G-spot area. It's also important to remember that G-spot is not a spot, it's an area. And for some women, actually going beyond the G-spot can derive the most pleasure and not on the bumpy area, just a little bit beyond it.
Is that the A-spot? Somebody was saying.
So there's so many spots. There's the A-spot, the O-spot, the M-spot. You know,
the alphabet.
Let's just enjoy the sensation, not try to focus on where it is exactly. So if you feel pleasure, just stick to this place, you know, and have more stimulation. And what I found in my body is that at the beginning it was the G-spot, and then it's like just beyond the G-spot, and then it's just, you know, the cervix, and then it's on the side. So it's actually, the vagina can be sensitized and get lots of sensation everywhere.
And I think it also really changes different times of the month. So different times of the month, you're more likely to ejaculate. Different times of the month, you're more likely to be able to reach a uterine orgasm because your cervix is being stimulated by your partner's cock if you have sex with men, or or the dildo if you don't. And because our cervix moves up and down throughout the month, so it can be hit more directly at different times of the month as well. So the inside of your vagina changes throughout your monthly cycle. So those spots can move around, the spots that are most sensitive to you. So I wouldn't just say, oh, I found my spot and just always go for that spot. Like, you have to actually see what's going on inside of my body today.
Nice. I didn't even think about that, you know, and that's another kind of orgasm that I don't think women generally go for, cervical.
Yeah.
And that's pretty deep.
Yeah, for some women, the cervix is deeper than the others. Again, in some days of the month, as Celeste said, it's lower than in others. Usually around ovulation, it's lower. And yeah, so many women enjoy cervical orgasms. They feel really good.
So I've heard in my vast experience, the clitoris external and then the G-spot are actually connected. Is that what you say, that it kind of like hooks inside, and that whole area has been basically designed for women for pleasure?
So the clitoris is there 100% only for pleasure. That's this only reason why the clitoris is there. It's a bundle of nerve that are there just for pleasure. And there's still lots of mystery around the physiology of the G-spot and the clitoris. There are the clitoral legs that extends towards our vaginal opening a little bit deeper, and they give us more sensation. The clitoris is not just this bulge at the end of our pussy. It actually goes deeper inside. And the clitoris and the G-spot are actually sitting on different nervous system, but you know, it's really hard to separate what is what. And sometimes when you push on the G-spot, you actually move the clitoris too. So, and especially when a woman's get very excited, you can almost feel the clitoris from the inside.
Because you get very engorged with blood and everything gets, you know, sort of pulled closer together. So if you're moving one part of your body, the other part is moving too. So you can get clitoral stimulation even when you're working on the G-spot.
In G-spot orgasm takes a while. And it's not necessarily a spot, it's an area. So just kind of recapping here. So we need to just relax take our time, feel around. It's going to expand and engorge, and some emotion might come up. It might be really intense. So, and we can do this alone or with a partner. And I, you know, I've seen these, the dildos that are, have the hook, which are very nice. So, but I think it's important to know that, to be prepared that something might get released. Anger. What are the types of things that women are processing with G-spot orgasm?
So, as we said, our body keeps lots of information there, and especially in the pelvic floor, you know, it can be trauma, it can be joy, it can be pain, it can be many things. The process can start anywhere in the spectrum of emotions. For some women, they start giggling and laughing. For the other women, they start crying. Other women scream. It's very changeable. And even for the same woman, it can be very different in different times of the exploration.
Yeah, and I think it requires a lot of trust of your partner if you're doing it with a partner, that they have to really be present for whatever emotions come up if you want to really work with the G-spot. And I think it's beautiful to like have your partner's hand inside of your vagina and then be looking in their eyes or having them hold you in some way so that you can really connect with them on all levels, because the G-spot is like, it's almost like a love spot. It's like where you feel a tremendous amount of emotion and connection and intimacy can come from that part of your body. And so making the any kind of a G-spot stimulation session with your partner one of connection. And it doesn't necessarily lead to orgasm. A lot of times you can have amazing experiences with your G-spot that aren't even about orgasm, but are about awakening and opening and intimacy and emotion.
I could see where this, just this practice alone with couples could actually help save relationships. You know, that you're actually that close and present with someone and dealing with such a storehouse of emotion and having that kind of communication with your partner. How do you support couples in supporting each other and, or, you know, having the woman have this kind of orgasm?
So I think it's really important to remember there is no agenda. That means like if he's there and he is trying to bring her to orgasm, it's not going to help her feel relaxed to express her emotion. So it's really about the journey and about being together and being connected. So I think the way to support it is just give them information about it. And sometimes we are there when they do it and teach them how to do it. And sometimes they practice at home, and giving information how it's supposed to work and giving time and teaching the men to hold the space. And it's beautiful to see how it can be a personal journey when a man is more like creating the stimulation and the woman is going diving into herself. And it can also become a couple's journey when she shares those emotion with her partner. And just the intensity of being together and doing this together can just bring so many feelings of gratitude from the woman towards her partner. So it's definitely worth trying it.
Very healing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we love working with couples because watching their transformation and their reconnection, if they've been disconnected from each other, or their expansion, if they're already feeling connected but want to go to new and exciting levels with their sexuality and their experiences, it's just a joy to watch that. And, you know, when I just got excited, you know, in my body, I could feel a big yes, like watching couples connect around the G-spot or connect around intimacy, connection, love, orgasm, just... it's beautiful.
It kind of speaks, you know, to why you do this work. You know, it's, can you talk about that a little bit? Clearly you're inspired. Clearly you get a ton out of watching couples connect. And did you want to say more about that?
Sure. You know, I just recently said to a friend, you know, I'm just fulfilling my fantasies. I'm enjoying, that's the best thing I could ever do in my life. You know, really, you know, supporting people in this beautiful growth and liberating their sexuality. That's amazing.
Yeah, sexuality has always been such a huge part of my life, and I felt like there was a lot of my life where I was just searching, and now I felt like I found it. Like, I get to actually help and support people on their journey to loving themselves, to loving their bodies, to exploring who they are and what their desires are and their pleasures. And, you know, I get so much back from the people that I work with, because I feel that energy, just like Danielle said earlier, I feel that energy running through my body. And I run my energy to help increase their level of feeling in their body.
I also want to say, like, many people who come through this room and, you know, work with us, they kind of like at the end of the session say, like, so this is what you do, huh? Because we are very, you know, getting to our bodies when we work. And I feel like, you know, this flash of energy, and that's amazing work. Amazing.
It's almost spiritual. I mean, wow. Who knew? I had no idea. But and you're so tapped in and connected, and by far you're the most grounded, vibrant women who just know what they want. I mean, I feel just illuminated in your presence, and that's exactly what you're talking about, the power that comes from orgasm on a daily basis. What are the other benefits of really taking charge of your orgasm and putting attention on that over time?
Well, I think I would even say not even orgasm on a daily basis, but masturbation. And by masturbation, I mean any kind of self-love or touch. So if you stroke your arm, if you touch your face, you know, that's masturbation as far as I'm concerned. So we need to give ourselves, that love nourishes us, and we give it to ourselves. We ask our partners to give it to us. We also, you know, just when we hug and cuddle and kiss friends or those kinds of things, all of that is nourishing, beautiful energy. And that gives us the strength that makes us want to, you know, get out of bed every day. I mean, that's our life force. And working in that energy field is spiritual. It's part of my spirituality. And I think whether people want to connect directly, the idea of spirituality and sexuality, I do help a lot of people find a place within their spirituality where their sexuality can exist comfortably and joyfully, which I think has been a problem for a lot of people growing up, where their spirituality and their sexuality have been, you know, has been a denial of sexuality. So allowing for sexuality within spirituality is another way that we work.
Also, our bodies were meant to have sex, and we're meant to feel this joy and love, and we have, you know, our hormones support it and create well-being in our body, wellness and health. So the more the merrier. And I'm talking about quality. I'm talking about quality, not about quantity. And it's very important to, and well, quantity, you know, if you have good quantity with quality, it's wonderful. But if you just do the quantity, it's not enough. It's not fulfilling enough. If you take it deep and really, you know, this is a path of exploration. This is a path of growth and learning about who you are and transforming on a daily basis. So what can get wrong here?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I read an article in, I won't say which magazine, I read an article recently where they did this cameo of a date of a man and a woman who went out, got drunk. It was a one-night stand kind of thing. And it was his, what was happening in his mind and what was happening in her mind. And it was really, it was gross. You know, it was like they got drunk and she brought him back to his, you know, he came over to her house and he thought it was great. And she was like, when are we done? Tapping her hand. You know what I'm saying? And these are the kinds of articles that are in our mainstream magazines about the kinds of sex that people are having. Disconnected, inebriated, no exploration. Yeah, and it quantity with absolutely no quality. So yeah, unconscious. And there is all that connection there. So thank you for being women, who powerful women who are bringing this kind of information to the world. And we're going to take one more break and come back in a few minutes. And I'm going to ask you some more questions about the work that you offer for men, women, couples, singles, transgender. I'm sure it's all here. Yeah, I'm Elisa Kreitman, and I'm with Celeste and Danielle, and we'll be right back.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
We're back. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman. We are talking with Celeste and Danielle, sex and intimacy coaches. Before the break, we were talking about orgasm. We never got to female ejaculation.
I just found out about it. Yeah.
You know what?
Maybe next time.
Yeah? Should I come back? Listeners, I'd like you to know that you can email me at Elisa, A-L-I-S-S-A, at personallifemedia.com. personallifemedia.com. That's personallifemedia, all one word, .com, to comment on the show, ask questions, or offer ideas for topics you'd like me to cover on the show. If you want to reach Celeste and Danielle, you can email them at info@CelesteandDanielle, all one word, .com, or go to their website. Guess what it is? www.CelesteandDanielle.com. Okay, well, we're almost out of time, unfortunately, but I want to ask you a little bit about the work that you do. It sounds like you do great work with men as well, not just women, which, you know, has been the focus of our show. But what do you want to say about, sounds like the couples work is really fulfilling for you and really is probably transforming the planet, you know, helping couples stay together. But what are your favorite programs?
Well, I think we want to talk, you know, first about our women's workshop coming up, which is actually, it's not a workshop, it's a 6-week session called the Inner Beauty Makeover. And it's basically taking women into their erotic embodiment and teaching them about their bodies and helping them find their desire and pleasure. And that starts on May 20th, I think?
April 26th.
Oh, April 26th. And so we would love to have women in that workshop. And I think there's so much potential for transformation there. And women's workshops are so powerful because women are so powerful and amazing. And doing the work in a group can be so transformative because you see that there are other women who are struggling with the same things that you're struggling, enjoying or experiencing the same things that you're enjoying or experiencing. So I really like working in the group environment with that. And we give everybody a little inner beauty makeup kit too as part of the class. So that's a fun bonus.
Inner beauty makeup.
In a beauty makeover kit, yeah. It's very focused on our bodies and our pussies, as you can imagine. We also have the Become an Irresistible Sex Goddess workshop, which we run with something like every 2 months. So you can check the www.CelesteandDanielle.com and see for updates and dates for this workshop, and which is amazing and empowering. And women learn a lot about who they are and what their desires are and to connect with their erotic energy and with other women around them. Yeah.
And we also train men.
Yay! We're doing a little dance.
We help men. Oh, I love working with men too so much. And we help men become extraordinary lovers to women. You know, there are so many men out there that have gotten no information in their lives about how to be good lovers. And there's so much expectation for men that they're just supposed to know without asking, without anyone ever telling them. And so we teach a class, a 3-level class for men on how to become an extraordinary lover. And we do everything from intimacy and communication. And then in the second half of the workshop, we teach them technique and they get to practice hands-on with women models in the workshop. And what we find out is that wives and girlfriends call us up the week later and they're like, what did you do to my husband? I cannot believe it's like suddenly he has 8 hands and he looks at me with passion in his eyes, and, you know, and he takes me to places that he's never been willing or able to take me to before. So we tell women all the time, send your partner to this workshop. It will change your life.
It's for you women. Yeah. And for the men, because like men get confident, they love, actually men, the thing that really motivate men is to see the women happy. Mm. So isn't it beautiful? So that's why they want to take the workshop, because they really want to be able to please the women and connect with them on those levels. And yeah, and we also, the second level is how to teach your woman to ejaculate and how to keep the space for her. Remember the space. We also talk about toys and sex toys, how to incorporate them in your sex lives. And in our third level, we teach men how to bring more role play fantasy into their relationship, and some BDSM, spanking, dirty words, dirty talk, and anal play too. So this is all for men, and you need to start from level 1. You can't jump up there, even though you already think you're an amazing lover.
All those overachievers.
There's always something to be learned in level 1. And we have a fun, super fun workshop for couples. That's like a BDSM basics, but basically it's fantasy, sensation, and power play. And, you know, power is a part of every relationship. So if you bring it to consciousness and you learn how to play with it, you can have so much fun. And it's such an expansion because, you know, we do the same thing over and over again in the bedroom often. And this is a whole other set of experiences that you can have that are really fun and different and exciting. And so we teach that in our couples workshop, and we've got another couples workshop coming up on June 10th.
Yeah. June 10th. I love it. Wow. So singles, couples, you guys really light up with the couples though.
We love them all. Really. We love our men, our women, our couples. We just love working with people. It's beautiful to see transformation. It can happen even if after one workshop, we feel like we got feedback of saving people's marriages.
Exactly.
Even from the men's workshop. I'm not even talking about the couples workshop yet. That women called us back and said like, wow, you saved our marriage.
And so the women primarily are sending the men. What percentage of single men actually find you and want to just expand their knowledge and technique on their own?
We have a lot of single male clients, and some of them are coming out of long-term relationships. They want to know what it's like to date again, or they want to learn more about how to please the future partner that they're going to have. And yeah, we have single, that's a, you know, a big part of our clientele, and the men who come to the workshops. A lot of them are single also because they want to, you know, they're on a break right now and they want to really learn how to please their partners.
Yeah, we also teach men on pleasure in their bodies because they deserve to have pleasure in their bodies. And we learn them to connect with their erotic energy in a way that is constructive and not only bring it out, but also to keep it in their bodies and use it as a creative source. Because men learned how to, you know, they think sex, so they want to immediately go out and do it. And they don't know what to do with this erotic energy that kind of like sometimes even annoying in their body. So we teach them how to hold it in their body and expand it and explore different ways of being with this energy. We also teach them to control ejaculation and to experience full body orgasms.
That is beautiful. Men just must come out of here with the same kind of confidence. I didn't realize, I mean, before this conversation, you're actually returning people to their power. And it's that both for men and women. I mean, we started out talking about women and how to, I mean, that's what I'm all about, right? Empowering each other and empowering ourselves as women. But really, having an empowered man in our life is just as important, you know?
Yeah, because, like, who would women date?
Exactly.
You think of, like, amazing, powerful woman, and she needs a man that's going to be able to meet her in the same place. So we love working with men, and men want to be there. They just don't know how.
But that's a good point, too, because I think sometimes women, you know, we want to be the teachers, and I don't know if that necessarily works sometimes in the bedroom. It can, but then I think there's some shutdown, maybe, or some insecurity happening. Women aren't asking for what they want. It gets a little uncomfortable and scary. I mean, you have to be really courageous to go for what you want in the bedroom. And you're kind of coming in and saying, we'll help you. We'll help you with the communication. We can help you get to where you want to go. And I think, you know, most women, you know, it's like, okay, so there's an issue going on in our sex life. We have to have it handled and then she'll want to take it on. But you're saying, you know, here's another option.
And I really loved what you said about us helping people find their power. Because for men too, you know, they lose their confidence, or they're afraid to approach women, or they're afraid to ask a woman what she wants, or to really try new things because they think they're going to get shut down or rejected or thrown away. And so we help them like really figure out what they desire and how they can meet women fully in that place from their confidence and power. Not a false sense of power over, but a power with.
Beautiful.
And then women can, you know, one of women's fantasies is just to let go and be taken care of. And when men come from this place of power and women come from this place of power, they can negotiate the fantasies. And this is what we teach them in the couples workshop. They can negotiate the fantasies and really learn what turns them on. And then women can let go and be taken. You know, we have like most women just want to be taken. You know, and have this man who can, you know, control the situation. But they need to develop the trust and the communication to know that they're safe to just let go.
Beautiful. There's nothing to say. It's like, what do I say? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for spending this afternoon with me and sharing your wealth, deep wealth of information and experience and gifts, really. This is a gift. And I think as women wake up more, they're going to want you and will find you and go to CelesteandDanielle.com because it's all here, singles, couples, beautiful stuff. It's really sacred. And thank you. I know there's one more thing I have to say about eye frogs. So this show has been sponsored by iFrogs. And listeners, if you write in with comments or suggestions, and I use them on my show, I will send you a fantastic, what is it? It's an iPod accessory. And I picked them out so I know they're cool. They're from the Exotic Animal Collection. So check out iFrogs, iFrogs.com. And yeah, write in, let me know what you want to know, questions, suggestions, comments. And if I use it on my show, I will certainly send this out to you. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much, Celeste and Danielle.
Thank you, Elisa. It was great talking with you.
Yeah, thank you. I feel the same.
Thank you. And so hopefully we'll have you back and we'll cover female ejaculation. I feel a little remiss about that. So I'll keep you on my dance card. Thank you.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.